already getting some ideas, writing things down. I want you to be praying about your part in the youth rally. We're going to be calling on a lot of folks for a lot of help, and I'm excited about it. It's going to be here in less than 80 days, something like that. And so it'll be here before you know it. We're going to be fasting, and we need it. Wouldn't you agree with that? Don't say we need it?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Your flesh don't like it, but, buddy, I'll tell you, once in a while, you've got to put this old flesh down. Amen. All right.
In the middle of the night, I'm praying for assurance everything's gonna be alright.
Lord,
I see another battle.
You don't ever know what you might be facing
in front of me.
You might be facing big trouble. I don't. I might be. A good time getting prayed up.
Go
you need to come and pray tonight. Let's just get in the altar and pray tonight. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Come on. Amen. That's what you need to pray about. Come on. Let's obey the Lord tonight.
Just take a look behind you.
Amen. He brought you through the life. He'll bring you through this. Come on. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Didn't I deliver you?
Amen.
So why would you be thinking that I wouldn't see
bills are coming due, Lord.
Need some help tonight?
6 days to save that.
Stay right here where you can get it, amen.
She hears a voice so still.
Amen.
Says
come on.
I've moved
come on,
my step before.
Come on, young people.
I'll do amen. This little amen. Thing for you.
Lord
and I'll
God.
Give you so much
amen.
More.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
In the world.
I spoke to the wind.
Lord have mercy.
Amen.
Come on, man.
Did I run to your rescue?
Yes, sir. He sure did.
I hear you when you call.
Amen.
I walk right beside you to show you what you call.
Amen.
Did I leave all the heaven?
Amen.
To die for.
Yes, he did.
I searched until I found you, and I do it all again.
Didn't I leave
all of heaven
sir.
Just to die for your sin? I searched until I found you, and I do it all again.
Yeah, man. Praise God.
Now she's talking to her father.
The Lord help you tonight.
In
the
house that was a home.
Amen.
Says my bills are coming due, Lord.
Yes, sir.
6 days to stay that long.
Amen.
And she hears a voice so still and low. Says I've moved like that before. I'll do this little thing for you, and I'll give you so much more.
Amen.
Didn't I walk on the water?
Great, say amen. Well, now, bless it. Now, that's not just a good song, it's a good spirit. That's what makes it so good. Before you start recording, I'm going to say a couple things before we start, Andy, and I'm going to have to turn to a couple of places of scripture tonight. Sheriff, you'd be surprised how many people fight and separate over stuff like what I just got through saying. John chapter 12 tonight. Let's look here in the Word of God this evening, John chapter 12 and verse number 21. John chapter 12, verse 21. I got to tell you this, as a woman here this morning who's the mother of her bus kids, she come out the door this morning, shook my hand, she said, I ain't married and ain't never getting married. That's what she said. I thought that was funny. Man, the way you painted it, I ain't never doing that. I didn't mean to paint it bad like that. It'd be bad if you don't do what God said. John 12. Verse 21, the same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we would see Jesus. We would see Jesus. I was preaching at a church one time. I mean this happened a couple times. And I've got up, and there's a little sign right here that only the preacher can see. And it says that verse right there, Sir, we would see Jesus. Stop right here, bro. And what that means is the congregation wants the preacher to show them Jesus. And I hope that's your desire tonight, to see the Lord. When we visit or we see somebody, we say, have you seen so-and-so lately? Have you seen so-and-so? When's the last time you seen Uncle Tom or Aunt Sue or whatever? And they'll say, well, it's been a month or two. I'm going to ask you a question tonight. Have you seen Jesus lately? President or a famous person comes to town. Thousands of people gather around to try to see it. And we would see Jesus. When I go to church, I want to see Jesus. When I worship, I want to see Jesus. Tonight, I want to teach you, show you in the Bible what it means to see Jesus. He said, preacher, we can't see Jesus. He's in heaven. Oh, yeah, we can. Yeah, we can. Over there in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 9, he said, but we see Jesus. And Hebrews said, we see him who is invisible. I've seen Jesus. Not with these two eyes right here, but I've seen him. I'm going to take you on a little journey here tonight in the Bible. And maybe this will help you through work. You that have to work in a factory or a plant all week. You that have to go to school. It'll help you to see the Lord, get a glimpse of the Lord, and that will give you the courage and strength you need to stand for Him. Because when you see Him, it helps you. He made blind eyes to see. He made deaf ears to hear. He made lame feet to walk. He made dead people get up. He made thousands of people that were hungry fed. You and I have never seen the Lord with our fleshly eyes, but with our eyes of faith, we see Him on the Judean hillside. We see Him delivering the Sermon on the Mount when we read the Bible. We see the bloody sacrifice on Calvary that He made for our sin. And Pilate's court there, and then on the cross. The tomb, the ascension, and the second coming. Let's catch a quick glimpse of the Lord tonight. It'll be worth you coming to church for. Number one, I want to say this tonight. Why should we want to see Jesus? Why would we even want to see Him? One man that lived 2,000 years ago. First of all, we want to see Him because of His greatness. He's great. When famous people come, oh, you want to see Him? I mean, really, if there was some famous person out there, somebody said, right out here at the store is going to be some singer or some athlete or something, I'll admit, I'd want to see Him. I would. Even though I don't worship Him, people, I would say, wow, there's LeBron James. Or, wow, there's Tiger Woods. Or, wow, there's some baseball player, some movie star, something. I'd say, wow, there's old Beaver. Got out of jail. He's out there at the store getting gas. Old Beaver got out of jail. So he can go to camp this year. I heard he went to church. Y'all hear that? He was going to get baptized the other day. I hope the right one got a hold of him. But anyway, I'd want to see them. Now tonight, I'd want to see Jesus because He's great. He's pre-existent with the Father. His birth was like no other. His birth in heaven, He had no mother, and on earth He had no father. What about that? In heaven He had no mother, and on earth He had no father. Nobody else has ever been like that. His birth was amazing. His earthly existence was amazing. His life, His death, His resurrection, His ascension, His second coming. There ain't nobody like the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to see Him tonight because He's great. I want to see Him because He's the Son of God. He's not just some earthly king walking around, for years and years and years and years. Men wanted a glimpse of God. People in the Old Testament, they want to say, wonder what God looks like. Wonder what God looks like. We know He's up there. We know He made the world. Wonder what God looks like. And then one day come walking down on the River Jordan bank, the Lord Jesus Christ. And come walking down there, there He is. He said, if you've seen Me, you've seen the Father. That's what God looks like. He's Jesus in the flesh. Listen, it's all about Jesus, people. It's all about Jesus. He's Jesus the beginning, Jesus the middle, and Jesus the end. It's Jesus that saves me, it's Jesus keeping me, and it'll be Jesus that takes me on out of here one of these blessed hallelujah days. Amen. We ought to see Him because He's the Son of God. We ought to see Him because He's the Savior. We look around, we realize that there is no lasting hope in this world. I thought about it yesterday. I was driving, matter of fact, coming to church tonight. I looked around, there's an old trailer park over here, and there's an old house over here. You know, this old world's getting down, it's going to pieces. I mean, there's more locks on our doors than there's ever been. There's more crime, there's more murder, there's more sadness, there's more tears shed. It ain't getting no better. I thank God, brother, we've got something to look forward to because of Him. We ought to see Him tonight because He's our Savior. Now, I want to say secondly tonight, how can we see Jesus today? We ought to see Him tonight. You see the Lord Jesus by looking in the Bible. You see the Lord by looking in the Bible. An old preacher told me one time, and I've never forgot it. He said, Danny, when you read your Old Testament, he said, you learn to see Jesus on every page. One of the things I've really been happy about the last few weeks is we've got a bunch of people in here reading the Bible this year. We always have a bunch. I mean, we got a bunch. And I've had several of you tell me that you're reading it as a family or reading it with a kid. That's just wonderful. That thrills my heart as a pastor. Listen, that'll make a difference in your home, in your kids, in your husband and wife. A lot of husbands and wives are reading it together. And you read the Bible, you look for Jesus. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was out form and void. Darkness on the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, and God said, let there be light. There He is. He's the light of the world. You don't read but three verses till there's the Lord Jesus Christ. You go all the way through the Old Testament. You know when Moses is over there and the people were saying, get us water, get us water, get us water. The Bible said Moses took that rod and smote that rock. You know, God could have made water fall out of the sky. God could have made water squirt up out of the ground. But He said, Moses, take that rod and hit that rock. Hundreds of years before Jesus died, it was a picture of Jesus being smitten on the cross. And we just hear him, bam! And water came out and gave water to the people. Thousands of years later, Jesus was on the cross and the wrath of God hit him and the water of life came out. So me and you can be saved. You see Jesus by reading the Bible. You see Him over there as the manna. You know when that manna fell down from heaven like that every day? God didn't have to do that. God could have made a biscuit bush if He'd have wanted to. I know people, Yankees used to think biscuits growed on bushes. And God could have made bushes come up and grow biscuits and you picked them off and put them in the microwave and put butter on them. I wish that was true. But God could have made that. But you know what the Lord did? He gave manna every day. And He gave just enough for that day. You couldn't save it. He said, you give it just enough. You can't save this stuff like I'm giving you all tonight. Preaching, I can't even save this sermon the next Sunday night. I got to give it to you fresh tonight. It's fresh every day. It's a picture of the Word of God. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Glory to God, I'm glad every morning I open my Bible. It's manna from heaven that feeds my soul. He said, I'm the bread that comes down out of heaven. He that eateth as this bread shall never hunger. He that drinketh this water shall never thirst. There's so much in that Bible. If you'll get in it, let it get in you, you'll shout your fool head off, brother. You'll shout it. You'll shout the body bends out of your hair if you got any. They don't use them no more. That's what the old time preachers used to say. Hey, man, you ain't got enough hair to shout down, most of you ladies nowadays. But I'm telling you tonight, thank God you see him in the Word of God. We see him in the serpent on the pole. When the people sinned and the snakes come out and started biting people. And they started biting people. You know what the Lord told Moses? He said, put a serpent on a pole and lift it up in the sight of all the people. Why did he do that? The serpent was giving them the problem. The serpent was what was wrong. The Lord took the problem and put it on a pole and lifted it up in front of all the people. What's our problem? Sin. You know what Jesus became when he got on the cross? Sin. It's the problem. Jesus became the problem. He became sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Listen, Lord have mercy. I mean, you can't get that at Harvard. You can't get that at Yale. He became sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah! I'm glad I see my Bible. I see the Lord Jesus Christ. I see him all the way through it. I see him there, brother, as Ruth and Naomi and the kinsman redeemer. I see him there as Joseph being betrayed by his brethren, being thrown in. How can you read that without seeing the Lord? He came to his own receiving not, being thrown in the pit, rejected by his brethren, exalted to the right hand of the king. It's all a picture of Jesus. He said, search the scriptures, for they are they which testify of me. We've got a book right here that's Jesus from one end to the other. It's Jesus in Genesis. It's Jesus in Exodus. It's Jesus in Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and all the rest of them, all the way through. This Bible is put together in such a way that would make a Swiss watch look like a clumsy piece of guesswork. This Bible is put together in such an articulate manner that nothing in the world can take the place of this book. It's Jesus Christ in the beginning, Jesus Christ in the end, all the way through. Hallelujah tonight, church. I'm glad we got a Bible that tells us about Jesus and we can see Jesus. You ought to read that thing, people. You ought to read that thing. I didn't read it. I say it's another way we see Jesus. We see Jesus in prayer. Sometimes you get to praying, and you get praying, you get plugged up just right, you can see the Lord. Have you ever prayed and you got into His presence? I'm telling you, I've been praying before, and I was scared to open my eyes. It got so real. I mean, I'm praying. I mean, it just like you almost, I'm not talking spooky or nothing, but it feels like you go right into the throne room. I mean, if you ain't never done that, you ain't never prayed. Well, I tell you, we get in a good prayer meeting. I hope we have some good ones here for the youth rally. We'll be having all night for the youth rally. You say, oh, Lord, you ought to say hallelujah. We need it, brother. We need to pray all night and awaken the Master. And, boy, we need to get down and pray and pray and pray. I mean, some of you older folks need to pray. Just because you've got past 40 don't mean you're too old to pray. You ought to show these young people how to pray. You ought to be a prayer warrior and show them how to pray and get down before God and get on you pray and 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 you pray. And it's like you enter the presence of God. You know, Satanists do that. That's their cheap imitation trick of praying. Meditate and hold hands and something levitates on the table and some stupid thing like that. Some little rinky-dink second-rate power that the devil has trying to imitate God's power. Listen, brother, we can walk in the throne room, walk right past through the door into the presence of Almighty God and let our petition be made known to the Lord. And we stand there. Have you ever prayed and you see Him? And you see Him? Have you ever prayed and you see Him? I've seen a lot of things in this world. I've seen Niagara Falls and all over the mountains and Grand Canyon, New York City, and Beverly Hills, and Hollywood, and Atlanta, and Daytona, and some Bahamas, and all them places. Listen, I ain't never seen nothing that got my attention like one glimpse of His dear face. I'm telling you tonight, we see Him when we pray. We see Him when we pray. And then I'll tell you another way we see the Lord. We see Him in the lives of faithful Christians. You can see Jesus in people. Have you ever been around somebody? You can see the Lord. I know all of you are thinking right now of people that you've met. You can just see the Lord in them. Isn't it refreshing? You know, like your apostles come that time and they said, these men have been with Jesus. They took knowledge of him. They said, you guys been around him. I can tell. People can tell when you've been with the Lord. People can tell it. There's a certain shine. You can't imitate it. You can't see them guys on TV try to fake it. You ever seen in a movie and they show a church service and it ain't real and they're going, oh, this, you know, you can tell it's fake. You can tell it's fake a mile away. But I tell you what, somebody been with the Lord, I like to tell somebody, I like, oh, hallelujah, Howard. I mean, you get up here, he'll get to shout, and he don't even know where he's at, brother. He forgets he's anybody here but him. You can see Jesus in him, can't you? I'm telling you, I've seen Miss Kerr, some people like that. I think that's one of the greatest compliments you can pay anybody. I can see Jesus in you. A girl told me one time, she said, Brother Danny, when you was up there preaching, she said, I looked at you and there's a halo over your head. I said, I don't think I got a halo. I don't think I got no halo. I ain't got no halo, man. I said, I think them horns sprouting out right there. But I ain't no halo. But I said, it would be a compliment if you could look and see Jesus. I'll tell you what I did one time. I was somewhere preaching, and old Larry Winkler was preaching. Old Larry's over in the north, and he's one of them glory preachers. I mean, he gets in the glory. I mean, he walked with God, been preaching since he's about 7 or 8 years old. And he's in the late 60s now. And I was sitting over here on this side, and it was a camp meeting. And you know, camp meeting, people crowd in, and the spirit got right. And I mean, it was getting higher and higher. And I was sitting there listening to him. It's the honest truth. I mean, it's happened several times, but I'll never forget that night. Larry was preaching, and I mean to tell you, he got red in the face, and he started backing up like that, raising his arms, swinging his legs, and going like that. And for just a few seconds, I just didn't even see him. All I could see was the Lord. I said, it's like the Lord's in this place. The Lord's in this place. The greatest personal compliment a person can pay to our church is if they come and say, I saw the Lord in that place. I felt the Lord in that place. I seen Jesus in them people. I seen the Lord. I like to see a choir get up when they were singing a while ago. When they were talking about singing, Brother Jason was singing, I could see the Lord there just a second. You can see Him in the lives of Christians. You can see Him in church services through the preaching. I'll never forget some services I've been in. You've heard people say where it got foggy? You ever been in a service where it just got so real? Just like, I mean, it's almost like there was a fog in the minute. I'm telling you, you see the Lord. You can see the Lord. That's what we need. I want to see the Lord. I want to come to church and see the Lord. Not a bunch of junk, not a performance. Not a preacher don't even believe the Bible. Not a singer just trying to show off their voice. I want to come to church and see the Lord. Thirdly tonight, and finally, what kind of vision should we get of the Lord tonight? We ought to get a vision of Him being our mediator. Our daily helper. Our mediator. Not just a man, the man. Pleading our case. Our lawyer before God. He is our lawyer. If you get in trouble, you better get you a good lawyer. I've never been arrested. I've never been in court. I've been to court, but I've never been in court, like, you know, tried for something like that. Oh, I have got a speeding ticket. And, you know, when you get a speeding ticket, you get about 5 letters in the mail a few days later saying, dear Miss Castle, I'm so-and-so, and I want to represent you, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's a blessing to write them guys, send them a money order, and they're not knowing that they're going to appear from being in court. I should be having one done any day now, I think. But some backslid cop gave me it. I wasn't doing hardly nothing. He was wrong. It's a blessing to know that I've got that lawyer that'll go before that judge and say, Judge, Mr. Castle has improper equipment or whatever they say. I don't even know what that's supposed to mean. And Mr. Castle, and he's paid his fine, and he's paid his due, and he's sorry, blah, 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 blah. I'm glad, brother, I got that lawyer go between me and that judge, ain't you? I tell you, brother, if I was in trouble and I could afford it, I mean, if I got charged with a crime, have you ever dreamed? One time I dreamed that I tried to shoot the president. And, And it wasn't Barack Obama. It was like long, I think it was Bill Clinton. And I dreamed that they was charging me with going to shoot the president. And I said, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? It was awful. It was the scariest thing. I woke up and I was all to pieces. And I thought, Lord, that was true. I mean, what you was charged with something you didn't even do? It happens, you know. That stuff happened. And buddy, I'd want me a lawyer, wouldn't you? I'd want me a lawyer. And if I was guilty, I'd really want me a lawyer. But I tell you tonight, brother, I am guilty before God. I am guilty before God. You are too. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I've got a lawyer that goes between me and the Lord. That's up there saying, the devil's up there saying, get him. Just see Castle, get him, get him. And the Lord says, okay, I'll get him. Jesus steps up and said, He didn't do nothing. All his sins is on me. All his sins are on me. Woo! Hallelujah! Thank God! Hallelujah, people! That's shouting ground tonight. I see him as my mediator between me and God. And I see him as Lord and Master. You know, you want to have a good week at work? Take him as your mediator and as your Lord and Master. Remember, when you go and sit down at work, the Lord's sitting right there beside you. And you can talk to him. And he'll be your friend, and he'll protect you. Now, don't you be ashamed of him. If you're ashamed of him, he'll leave you sitting there by yourself. You be proud of him. He's proud to be his follower. I always speak up for him. Always. I speak up for him. If somebody don't like it, that's too bad. Amen. He loved me and died for me. They did. Amen. Give first place to him. You need a fresh glimpse of Jesus. We need to see him as our coming king. We need to see him as our coming king. He said he was coming. I'll tell you something. There ain't nothing that'll help you live a better life than believing that any minute or any day the Lord can come back. That'll help you live a good life. Just ask yourself the question, would I want to be doing this? Would I want to be going here? Would I want to be... Man, that'll make you straighten up right quick, won't it? That'll make you really do right. Look, we need a fresh glimpse of him as our coming king. I believe the Lord's coming now more than I ever have. There's stuff going on right now. I'm going to show you some of it to you, Fraley. If the Lord don't change my mind, I'm headed that direction. I've got about three or four things. It's all starting to come together in my head and my heart. And I'm going to show you some things at the youth rally. We are so close. We are that close to changing currencies in this whole world instead of the dollar being the standard currency. All it's going to take is some big emergency. We are that close to them implementing this and making us do that and forcing people to do this and because of emergencies. You know what that means? The Lord can come at any minute. It's never been harder to get people to come to church. It's never been harder to get people to be faithful. When I first started preaching, there's churches all over McDowell County, not much down in here, there's all over McDowell County where people shouted and run the aisles and people getting saved almost every Sunday. And there ain't hardly none no more. I mean, anywhere. You can count on one hand the churches that's growing by getting people saved, not splits and stupid stuff and stuff like that. Really getting sinners saved. It's, buddy, the Lord's coming soon. And we need a fresh glimpse of him. I wonder tonight, would you say, you know what, preacher? I need a fresh glimpse. That'll help your bus route more than anything. That'll help you. I was talking about marriage this morning. You want to be sweet, tender-hearted, kind, a fresh glimpse of Jesus. It'll make you the kind of person you need to be. You ever notice when you're right with God how easy you are to get along with? And we start getting backslid, how hard you get along, it is to get along with yourself and anybody else. That's why we need a fresh glimpse. We would see Jesus. Let's stand back to prayer. Amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Somebody tonight needs to come and say, sir, we would see Jesus. If you're here tonight,